The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. The Couple Next Door is presented today in part by Ariad Cream Deodorant with Peristop and Mentholatum. Don't be half-safe.
Don't be half-safe.
If you've ever ruined a dress with perspiration stains, you might as well tear it up and throw it away.
Well, here's a new vanishing cream deodorant that stops perspiration stains, stops odor. New Ariad, now fortified with Peristop. You rub Ariad in, rub perspiration out. Rub Ariad in, rub odor out.
Only a cream that penetrates deep into pores where perspiration starts can effectively stop perspiration stains, stop odor. Ariad, used daily, stops perspiration stains, stops odor completely for 24 hours.
Remember, nothing protects you like a cream, and no cream protects you like Ariad. Proved 1.5 times as effective as all leading deodorants tested against perspiration and odor.
Get Ariad with Peristop today, only 43 cents plus tax.
Honey, come here.
I'm doing dishes.
Well, come here anyhow, will you, dear?
Honey, you always yell at me to come here and my hands are all soapy.
Yeah, look, honey, what's the last line to this? I sometimes think there never blows so red the rose as where some buried Caesar bled, that every hyacinth the garden wears, da-dump, 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 da-dump.
Oh, it's from the
Rubia. I know it's from the Rubia, darling. What's the last line of it?
I'll do it again and off the dumpty dump part. That kind of threw me.
Well, now listen. Okay. I sometimes think there never blows so red the rose as where some buried Caesar bled, that every hyacinth the garden wears
dropped in her lap from someone's lovely head.
Lovely head. Yeah, that's right. That's right. There's a quiz in this magazine.
May I finish the dishes now, dear?
No, wait a minute. No. Who said, I could not love thee, dear, so much loved I not honor more?
Look it up in our book of quotations. That's why we bought the book.
Well, where is it? I couldn't find it.
Oh, it should be here. No. Somebody borrowed it.
For Pete's sake. Well, why did they return it?
Well, you know how people are about returning books.
Well, if somebody borrowed our Shakespeare, I can't find that either.
Yes, I think that was borrowed, too.
Oh.
And my Human Bondage by Mom is gone. That awfully nice edition that I had. I can't remember who borrowed it.
My gal, you know, that burns me up when people don't return books. Look, you finish the dishes. I'll make a list of our friends, and then we'll get on the phone and ask them to please return our books.
Are cold or flu discomforts making you miserable? Combat them with Mentholatum Cold Band tablets. Potent new cold and flu tablets containing 5 medications widely prescribed by doctors. Medications which help relieve many of your worst symptoms in just one day. Each Mentholatum Cold Band tablet contains analgesics to soothe away body aches and headaches, antidepressant to offset that heavy, weary feeling of a cold, antipyretics to help reduce fever, antihistamine to stop virus-spreading sneezes, and to help open clogged nostrils. And each daily dose of Mentholatum Cold Band tablets contains more than the recommended amount of the orange juice vitamin, vitamin C. Get Mentholatum Cold Band tablets today, 98 cents. Your money back if Cold Band tablets don't help bring you fast relief.
Oh, there's no rush, Edith. We're just calling everybody we know to see if we can track down some of our books. Oh, I didn't say you had borrowed it, you know. Just couldn't remember,
listen,
you know.
They have our Bartlett quotations. I remember now they were over here and Bill asked me.
All right, Edith. Yes, goodbye. Now, she's very indignant about the whole thing.
Why?
Well, it isn't pleasant to be asked to return something when you know you've had it too long.
They must have had that since October. That's when they were over here, right after I went fishing with Bill. I remember.
Oh, not except for Carol. Francis, Helen, Nancy, Elston, Lois. I'm worn out trying to be diplomatic.
I don't even feel like being diplomatic. Where's that brand new book of cartoons by Whitney Dow that I got for Christmas? That's gone already.
Oh, Eleanor borrowed that.
Well,
she'll bring it back.
Yeah, she'll bring it back. When? They all say that. We'll bring it back next week.
Helen borrowed all my Louisa May Alcott books to read to her children. See, I had those since I was little. I think I'll read them again when she brings them back.
If she brings them back.
Little women. No, I never got over the fact that Laurie married Amy instead of Joe.
Huh? Now, where the heck is my George Meredith? That was the first edition. Oh, here it is. I thought somebody... What's this?
Oh, that's all right. Leave that there.
It's a $5 bill.
Yeah, I know. It's for emergencies.
For Pete's sake, Sandy, will you stop hiding money around the house? Now, look, you didn't even know this was here.
Yes, I did. Isn't it a George book?
No, it's not George's book. It's my book. I've
No. Isn't the first name of the author George? Yes, it's George Meredith. Now, I remember where the money is. The author whose first name begins with George.
Now, look, I
just keep dollar bills as a rule, but I like to know I have some stuff around for emergency. See? Plays by George Bernard Shaw, there's a dollar bill. And here, Animal Farm by George Orwell, there's a dollar bill.
Oh, look, maybe that's somebody bringing back some books. Look, I'll take this money bit up with you later.
Good evening.
Oh, hi, Carol.
Oh, hi.
Come in.
Hi, Carol.
We looked through all our books. We had just this one.
Oh, well, it's very nice of you to come on.
Yeah.
But there wasn't any rush about bringing it back, was there, dear?
No.
In fact, Harry and I were glad you called because we couldn't find a lot of ours.
Oh, well, thanks for bringing this back. Oh, it's David Dodge's travel book. I didn't know you had this one of ours.
Well, I thought as long as I was here, I'd pick up mine.
Yours?
Yes, you borrowed some from us.
I did? Why?
Well, I don't know if I could just glance at the shelves here.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well,
oh, here, this is ours. From Here to Eternity.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I think that's our book, Carol.
It says on the fly leaf, to Harry with love, Carol, happy birthday, 1953. And I think you borrowed it right after you finished it.
You mean we've had this for 5 years?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Carol.
Oh, that's all right. Actually, you had a marvelous idea. Harry and I get furious when we don't get our books back. And then you forget who has them.
Oh, yes, I know. My goodness, we certainly do apologize.
Oh, I think this John Gump is mine. Yes, see, to Carol from Mother, and if you're through with our dictionary.
Your dictionary?
Oh, that's our dictionary, Carol. Yes. You have the same one. I gave this one to
Carol him. Carol and Harry from Uncle Fred.
Ooh, how could we possibly have your dictionary?
Oh, I know. Huh? I remember now. It was last summer. Oh, Carol, I am so sorry.
What?
We were playing Scrabble, and we argued about a word, and we couldn't find our dictionary, and you got mad and went over and borrowed theirs and brought it home.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Well, we certainly do apologize.
Well, that's quite all right.
If you find
any others, let me know. Harry's waiting in the car. Oh. We're driving over to the Gridleys. They've had our big encyclopedia for 2 years.
Oh, dear. Well, that's certainly the way it goes. If you're here, it won't come in. Yeah.
No, we thought you two had a very good idea, and we're following it up. Good night.
Good night,
dear. She seemed a little annoyed, wouldn't you say?
Well, I can't say I blame her keeping that dictionary since last summer.
What about the other book, dear? 5 years?
Come on. Let's go through our bookcase book by book. Maybe some of these others don't belong to us either. Here, now, what's this? The Wooded Hills by H.G. Blaine. I never even heard of it.
Did it say anything on the fly leaf?
Right. This book is a property of Henry Etta Baldwin. Who the heck is that?
Well, I have no idea.
Here, Book of Poems by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. That's yours, not mine.
No.
It's a beautiful copy. Look at that leather.
Oh, there's an inscription. Turn back.
Here, wait. To my beloved who first read these poems to me as we sat under the blue sky of Switzerland, with the snow-capped Alps in the distance and the church bells ringing in the valley, Victor.
Victor? Well, I've never known anybody in my life named Victor. Who could it be?
Who do we know that's been to Switzerland?
Well, that's terrible. This book must have meant a lot to somebody.
Well, make a pile of them. We better keep going. Yeah, here's one. To Aunt Daisy from Mary. Book on Winston Churchill.
Oh, yes, I borrowed that from somebody. I can't think who.
Here's a book of short stories by Jane Thurber. Hey, we got some things of his, but I don't think this is ours.
No.
No, it is not. Look, this belongs on the bookshelf of Henry Robbins.
Henry Robbins. Oh, yes, that's the man I sat next to at dinner on the train, and he offered me the book to read, and I was going to give it to him, and I got off the train the next morning. That was 2 years ago.
A perfect stranger, and you copped his book?
Yes.
How'd you remember his name?
Because he introduced himself, saying, Henry Robbins, just like the birds. And he laughed.
Well, he's out of book, that's for sure.
Oh, dear. Terrible.
Now, look at this book Carol brought back. The jacket's all torn, it's dirty.
Oh, really?
Well, I tell you, people borrow your books, they don't even take care of them.
Look,
the corners of the pages are all wrinkled. You know, that is one thing that really annoys me. People who wet their finger to turn the page.
Yes.
It just ruins.
I know, it really does.
I'll get it.
No, I'll get it. Yeah, I'm right.
All right.
Beginning to wish we'd never started this. Hey, Nick, hello? Oh, yes, Edith. Oh, well, we certainly didn't care that you borrowed it, you know. It's just that we happened to wonder where it was, you know.
Just tell her to bring it back.
Yeah.
Is that the book of quotations?
Uh-huh. No, Rush, Edith. Do I? Oh, yes, I'm terribly sorry. Of course, All right, Edith. Goodbye. I'm stopping over to bring back the quotations book, and she wants her big art book back. Help me look for it, will you?
I don't even know what it is.
Now it's a big... Oh, there it is. With the ivy plant sitting on it.
Oh, for Pete's sake. You talk about other people not taking care of books.
Oh, look at it. I'll iron it out. Set up the ironing board for me, and I'll get out the iron and test the pages and the... Oh, look at this book.
Oh, my gosh. There are two cars drawing up outside. You certainly started something.
Get the ironing board up and hurry, dear.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Is your interest in events of the day based on business affairs, or are you someone who just enjoys the adventure of living? In either case, you have every reason to demand that news reports come to you quickly, accurately, and with no waste of words. That's another way of saying you have every reason to insist on hearing the news on CBS Radio. Whenever significant events take place, you can count on CBS News to bring you first-hand and well-detailed descriptions of what is happening, often broadcast right from the scene of the event. You can count on CBS newsmen, too, to make certain that fact is emphasized and conjecture clearly labeled. Each correspondent on staff brings a fine background in reporting to his job, and they all share an uncompromising respect for the truth. Whether you need to know what is happening in the world in order to know what to buy or sell or manufacture, or if you just want to be let in on every exciting chapter in the story of your lifetime, let CBS News keep you as fully informed as an expert.
Well, it's 2 a.m. I think we better get to bed. I've wrapped up 4 packages of books to our out-of-town friends, who will, no doubt, be astonished to get the books back.
Fine,
dear. Yeah, you might give me a hand with a string instead of just sitting there. Here, put your finger on there, will you? I'll try it on.
Yeah, there.
Okay, thanks. Boy, we should have made a party out of it tonight. Everybody storming in, returning our books, picking up theirs.
Didn't we return a book by H.G. Wells to somebody?
Yes. Can't think who now. So many people dropped in.
What does H.G. stand for, the initials, I mean?
Herbert George, I think. Herbert George Wells, huh? H.G.?
That's what I thought. George, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. What? Now, look, you didn't have money in that book.
I think I had a $10 bill.
Honey.
I just think so now. I'm not
will
sure.
Will you tell me why?
I have a system. For Georges who are still living, I put in a $1 bill. For Georges who are dead but have just the one name, that's a 5. But for those where George is the middle name, I put in a $10 bill.
I will never understand a woman's reasoning in figuring out some idiotic financial system. You know, my mother keeps hers under the rug. My sister puts money behind pictures.
Well, it's not a lot, dear, but at least I know it's there.
Now, look, you get on the phone tomorrow, call your friends up, see who has the book by H.G. Wells, and have her look in it.
Oh, I can't do that, don't you see?
Huh?
I'm not sure I put it in there, and if I ask her to look and she says it isn't there, then she'll think I don't believe her in the... Oh, no, I can't do that.
Well, I just hope this teaches you a lesson.
Oh, it has. It has. It has. I won't ever return a book without looking through it for money again.
No, no, no. What the use?
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch, stars Peg Lynch and Helen Bunce, with Nancy Sheridan as Carol, and is produced by Walter Hunt. This is Warren Sweeney inviting you to listen tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.